Trailer. Should be on, isn't it?
Good morning. Thank you for calling Declare Victory. This is Felicita who's on the line.
Good morning. This is Sister Yvonne.
Good morning, Sister Yvonne. Happy Wednesday to you. God's got our back all the time. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning, it's Brother Michael. Happy Wednesday.
Good morning, Brother Michael. Happy Wednesday to you.
You too as well. Thank you.
Thank
Good
you.
Morning, Sister Sabrina. Happy Wednesday. God bless everybody on the call.
Good morning, Sister Sabrina. Happy Wednesday to you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's Soulful
Sylvia.
God bless
Sunday.
Everybody.
Good morning, Soulful Sylvia. Happy Wednesday. And I heard someone else. Who was that?
This is Sister Yvonne. Happy Wednesday to all.
Good morning, Sister Yvonne. Happy Wednesday.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday. This is Joyce. God bless you all.
Thank you, and good morning. Happy Wednesday, Joyce. Good morning. Thank you for calling Declare Victory. This is Felicita. Who else has joined us?
Good morning. It's Shining Tashina.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday, Shining.
Happy Wednesday.
Good to hear your sound.
You as well.
Thank you.
Morning, Valuable. Morning, Declare Victory. Hello, Elder Joyce. Happy Wednesday, Declare Victory. Have a great day.
Good morning, Rochelle. Happy Wednesday to you. Good morning. Thank you for calling Declare Victory. This is Valicita. Who else has joined us?
Good morning, Valuable. Good morning, family. This is Prosperous Pam. Have a beautiful day, everyone.
Thank you. Good morning, Prosperous Pam. Happy Wednesday to you.
Good morning. Yeah. It's JC.
Good morning, JC. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday. Hey, look, I got a quick praise report and then a little prayer on too. I asked for prayer for my daughter-in-law, Nicole Watson. They're in jeopardy of losing their job, but she found out yesterday that the prayer works, but she's still at her job, and she wasn't one of the ones that was let go. But can we pray for those that, you know, didn't get to, you know, keep their job, because I know it's hard out here for us. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. What a great praise report. Thank you. And we will be... Thank you. We'll lift up those that lost their jobs.
Thank you so much.
You're
good
welcome.
Morning. It's Freddie Patrice.
Good
happy Wednesday. And happy 25th anniversary to me and Brother Jeff.
That is awesome. Happy Wednesday and happy anniversary to you and Brother Jeff. 25 years. That's awesome. What a blessing.
Thank you. Have a great day, sis.
Yes. Happy anniversary. Pretty Patrice and Brother Jeff. And good morning, my Declare Victory family. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Good morning, Valuable.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday, Moxie. Thank you for calling Declare Victory. This is Felicita. Who else has joined us?
Good morning. It's Persistent. Happy Wednesday. God bless everyone. Good news.
Good, morning,
good to hear. And happy 25th anniversary. Good news.
Yeah.
Good to hear.
Yeah. Happy Wednesday, Persistent.
Hey, Vivi. It's Dee Dee. Happy Wednesday. And shout out to my big brother and sister for 25 years of marriage. That's a whole lot. What a ministry. Thank y'all for an example. 25. Woo!
Amen. Happy Wednesday, Dee Dee. And yep, that's a wonderful, wonderful thing. 25 years. That's awesome.
I have a quick praise report. This is Soulful Sylvia. This time last year, my granddaughter was 16 and she was suicidal. I want you to know that this week, today, she is in the ATL on a black college tour. Praise God.
That is so awesome. That just brings joy to my heart. I love hearing that. Thank you
Good
for
morning,
sharing
valuable.
That with Good morning.
I'm sorry. This is Joyful. Congratulations. Bless the Lord for everything that we're celebrating this morning. Good morning, Declare Victory.
Good morning, Joyful, and happy Wednesday to you.
Hey, Joyful, it's Dee Dee. How's your grandson?
Hallelujah. Off of the ventilator last night. He is getting better and better every day. Glory to God.
Just come on, Jesus. Come on,
Jehovah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Praise report.
Thank you, Jesus.
15 days in the first round. The first round he made was laughter. His mother heard him laughing, so he went from the Bible tells us, weeping may endure for a night. I told her, I said, the last sound I heard was him crying, saying his head hurt. And after, he's still sedated, so still sleeping, but his father was telling him jokes, and he was laughing in his sleep. So from weeping to joy, joy does come in the morning, everybody. Hang in there.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for sharing that with us, Joyful. Is there anyone else that would like to say good morning before we begin the hosting? Okay, at this time, I'm going to ask everyone to please place your phones on mute. We'll begin the hosting. Good morning, everyone. My name is Valuable Valicita, and I'm your hostess. Thank you for joining us here on Declare Victory. We are a prayer call that meets Monday through Friday, starting at 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, and 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to edify, empower, encourage, and equip you in your walk with Christ. Be sure to continue calling in during the month of April, where our monthly theme is entitled The Power of Agreement. Each Declare's focus will be on the effectiveness of the power of agreement with the truth of God's Word and its benefit to advancing the kingdom of God. Make sure you invite a friend so they can be blessed as well. There are two announcements today. Today is the day that Declare Victory fasts for anything that you maybe believe in the Lord for. If you'd like to join in, push back your plate or something that you spend a lot of time doing and offer this time to the Lord in prayer. We will be fasting all day until 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, when we'll call back into the same phone number and have a quick closing prayer. Second, we would like to offer you an opportunity to put God first in the area of your finances. Our mission at Declare Victory is to offer sound declarations based on biblical truths, along with prayer during the week and outreach participation to serve our communities in need. Will you partner with Declare Victory by giving to support our mission? There are three ways to give. You can give at declarevictory.org or through PayPal at paypal.me/declarevictory or through Cash App at $IDeclareVictoryNow. We pray many blessings by our Heavenly Father be returned to you for your giving and trusting in Him. We have some wonderful praise reports and a couple of prayer requests. The first is from JC. Her praise report is that her daughter-in-law, Nicole, was able to keep her job. She also would like to pray for those that lost their job as well. We have a praise report from Pretty Patrice and Brother Jeff. Today is their 25th anniversary. Happy anniversary to both of you. That's wonderful. Sophocilia has a praise report. This time last year, her granddaughter was suicidal, but today she is headed on a college tour. So just thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for keeping her and healing her. And then Joyful, she says that her grandson is off the ventilator as of last night. Thank you, Lord. You are a healer, and we thank you. So wonderful, wonderful praise reports. God is good. The order of the call is as follows. Prayer and corporate praise will be brought by Sabrina, declaration by Dion, then we'll go right into closing comments hosted by the Declare. I'll repeat the order. Prayer and corporate praise will be brought by Sabrina, declaration by Dion, and then closing comments hosted by the Declare. The scripture for today is 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 16. What agreement has the temple of God with idols? For we are the temple of the living God. As God said, I will make my dwelling among them and walk among them, and I will be their God. They shall be my people. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and doing of his holy word. At this time, we ask that you please place your phones on mute until instructed to come off mute. I now pass the call to Sabrina. Have a blessed day.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, this morning we come presenting ourselves to you with more praise requests than prayer requests, God. With more praise reports than prayer requests, God. We thank you. And so based on that alone, Father, we come to you on one accord, presenting ourselves in solidarity just to declare that you are good. And above you, there is none other. Father, we come to you clothed in the majesty of your glory, God, enshrouded with the praises that have already gone forth for the things that you have done, God, the prayer requests that you have already answered. We come to you, God, in unity, declaring that you are good. And above you, there is none other. God, we come in unity, declaring that you are the lifter of humbound heads. You are the restorer of the breach. You are the giver of life. God, you are the one who restores, who mends, who heals, who delivers, who set free. You are our provider. And your sufficiency is enough. Your grace is sufficient. Father, we come as a unit on one accord, declaring that your mercy endures forever. Great is your faithfulness towards us. Oh, God, we thank you for every job that was retained. God, we thank you for joy that comes in the morning. We thank you for laughter after a ventilator. God, we thank you that you are the very air that we breathe. God, even when we slumber and sleep, we thank you that with every toss and with every turn, we can declare unconsciously that you are good. God, we just bless your name because you are the only true and you are the only living God. And we thank you, God, that the blood that you shed on Calvary is still working. God, we thank you that you are still working miracles. We thank you most of all, God, that you hear us when we pray. Father, we thank you. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. God, the saints of old would say if we had 10,000 tongues, we could not praise you enough. But God, with the one you gave us this morning, we come to do our very best. So, Father, we know that you've heard every prayer report that was spoken. We know that you heard every petition that's written on the heart that was not given audible language to. God, we thank you that you are omnipresent. You're everywhere at the same time. You're all-sufficient, all-knowing. So, God, even the things that we don't have words to express, God, we thank you that you know it. But today, God, there's a praise in the building. So, Father, as we take ourselves off of mute, we do so with joy and enthusiasm that if this is our last time, a rock is not going to cry out in our place. Hallelujah. God, we bless
you.
We have you shown yourself strong and mighty. We bless you. Father, you've shown yourself to be good. We thank you for how you've shown yourself to be merciful. We thank you for how you've shown yourself to be the King of all.
Hallelujah.
Not over. As long as you are God, it's not over. So we bless you for goodness and mercy, for love and for kindness. Oh, God, we bless you on today for the joy of the Lord that is our strength. God, as we get ready to hear more of your word on today, God, we lift up the declarer to you. God, I pray that she is rested. I pray that she is ready to do battle. God, as we stand on the left and on the right of her in the spirit, holding her arms up, God, I pray that as she declares the word, chains will be broken, lives will be changed, scales will fall off our eyes. God, I pray that wounded hearts will be mended on today simply by the declaring of your word. Your word is truth. It is powerful. It is living. Hallelujah. So we lift Dion up to you, God, asking for you to do what only you can do, and that's to continue to be her God. We thank you that she knows you as Lord. We thank you that she knows you as Savior on this morning. So Spirit of the living God, fall fresh. Fall fresh. Fall fresh. As we place our phones on mute, hallelujah, Dion, the call is in your hands. Father, we bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
To God be the glory. Hallelujah. God, we bless your high name. This just sounds as a serves as a sound check. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Declare since war. We can hear you. Hallelujah.
Awesome. Awesome. Hallelujah. God be praised this wonderful Wednesday morning. It is always good to be found in the land of the living, but more importantly, it's great to be found in his care on this morning with this fresh mercy, this fresh grace. For today, as we are in day three of the power of agreement, or the law of agreement, the impact of agreement, the idea of agreement, the arrangement of agreement, the law, the principle, the precept of agreement this morning. This is our third allotment. It is Wait While You Wait Wednesday. It's the day that we have set aside weekly for those who have a desire to learn to live from a place of consecration. It is a location. It does have designated coordinates, and it does impact not just your life, but it impacts your sensitivity to the things of the Spirit, always keeping in mind that fasting is not for God, it is for you. It is for the taming of the flesh. It is for connection and building right relationship with the Father through the power of the Holy Spirit. It is acknowledgement that you need the sovereignty of God in your life. It is coming into agreement with the idea that being set apart is necessary, right? So that is just our weekly extension of an invitation to join us in fasting. We fast from now until 5 p.m. Meet right back here to say we touch and agree on those things that you set aside to fast for. Thank you, Christina, for jumpstarting us. Thank you, Minister Jerry, for yesterday's share. And thank you to each of you who continually show up here Monday through Friday at 6 a.m. for one reason or the next. I pray that everything that you are looking for in and through the power of the truth of God's word, you find when you show up. I know that every declaration is not for every person, every declarer is not for every person, but I pray that every week a nugget is dropped that pulls you closer into proximity of presence. And we're going to go into a share today. I'm probably going to take you on a little bit of a journey, perhaps give you some things to think about that maybe you never have. Only to draw a conclusion of how powerful agreement actually is. I know that our anchor scripture for this month is Matthew 18 and 19, that just talks about any folks that agree on one thing, it shall be so, right? you guys should have that particular scripture memorized. It should be part of your arsenal as it relates to forging forward and moving into the things of learning how to live from victory as opposed to for victory. So, like I said, I'm going to take you on a little bit of a journey. Right? The reality is the Bible often speaks of agreements or pacts or alliances or treaties between individuals or groups of equal or even unequally standing people, participants, places, and things, right? Often these agreements were designed to make clear the relationship that existed between each of those participants. In Hebrew, the people were said to have cut covenant with each other, right? That just means, and I'll say this as we are approaching, quote unquote, April 8th, where the common vernacular right now is we're talking about the eclipse that is to come. And if you know anything about spirituality the difference in the Gregorian calendar and even the Hebrew calendar, there are so many different quote unquote calendars. And I'll get a little bit more into that in just a moment because I want you to see a certain thing. But prior to this shift, even in realm and dispensation, there are some things that have been agreed upon that were set way back in the 18th century. And if you really be honest, in 1780 or 1790 BC, many, many, many generations ago, right? When we think about the word cutting covenant, we have to be mindful of who we cut covenant with, how we cut covenant, and why we cut covenant, right? And that covenant is just a suggestive word for agreement. It is a binding statement, and I promise you I'm going to tie all of this in. I've been on one for a minute because there are certain things that we need to understand that will impact our faith, right? That will impact our hope, that will impact our expectations and impact our understanding. The Hebrew word for covenant is berith, B-E-R-I-T-H for my note takers, right? A covenant is a band, an alliance, an agreement, a compact, a treaty, a pact, or a contract, right? God calls us to grow in faith and into agreement with what his word says about who we are. If we look at Genesis, the first and second and third chapter, it really begins to envelop or involve identifying creation, right? In the beginning, God created. Have you ever taken the time to even think about why today is Wednesday? Right? Who said today was Wednesday? Who said Monday was Monday? Who told you that Saturday was Saturday? Like where did all of that come from? Right? I've been asking these kind of questions for a really long time. One of the very first scriptures that I learned as a girl was Psalms, the 19th chapter. And if I were you, I would read it in my spare time. But I'm going to give you this real quick. Read it maybe in the Amplified or maybe in ESV. It was the very first scripture that I realized that I retained from around about, I might have been 9 or 10 years old. And my mother put me in this little private Christian academy that had very few students. One of the things that I appreciated is that it was an independent studies type of school. But one of the things that we had to do, we went to chapel every day at the same time. I don't even know that my mother realizes the impact that it had on my life. And we had a responsibility to memorize specific scriptures in order to access the privileges that came with certain types of playtime and things of that nature. And so this particular passage says, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttered speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line goes out through the end of all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them he hath set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of the chamber, and rejoicing as a strong man that runs a race. His going forth is from the ends of the heavens, and his circuit until the ends of it. And there is nothing hid from the heat thereof." Now, this is the part that I could never shake. "The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandments of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes." I'm going to stop right there. That's 7 through 7 and 8, right? I promise I'm going to make all of this make sense in just a minute. So as I begin to navigate through interrogating even God concerning who said today is Wednesday. Now, he did tell us where he told the stars to sit. You can go and consider Job in round about the 38th through maybe the 41st or 42nd chapter, where God begins to interrogate Job concerning, "Were you there when I set the stars in place? Were you there when I told thunder to roar? Were you there when I told the water where to stop? Were you there when he interrogated the heavens?" Right? And so when I started to ask the question, about who said January was January. I mean, like, how did that happen? We're still talking about agreement. Who told you that 12 noon was 12 noon? Right? Now, I'm sure in social studies or world history, you may have learned something about different cultures and different contexts and social studies, it may have been called at one point. Right? Month names came from the Babylonian calendar, appearing also in collaboration with the Hebrew calendar or the Assyrian calendar or the Syriac calendar or the old Persian calendar. Yeah, there are multiple different calendars with different ideas and identities based on specific tribal realizations. See, I didn't know that. I didn't even think about that until I started to study it. And then when the calendar came into use in round about 1780 BC, this is before Christ, right? The spoken months became a mix from the calendars of the local subject cities. And all of that is a historical agreement. Listen, it says historians agree that it was probably Samsu Iliun who affected this change. He was just an Amorite man, right? He was obviously extremely intelligent, extremely attentive to the climate, the dispensation, and that diaspora that he was a part of. After no more than three isolated exceptions, by 380 BC, the months of the calendar were regulated by the cycle without exception. In this cycle of 19 years, the months were eradicated except in the year that was numbered 17 in the cycle. Now, these are just These are just encyclopedia facts. This is not biblical, but I need you to understand something, and I promise I'm going to make it make sense. Right? So every now and then they would decide that a month needed to be inserted. Right? During this period, the first day of each month, the beginning at sunset, continued to be the day when a new crescent moon was first sighted. The calendar never used a specific number of day in any month. However, as astronomical science grew in Babylon, the appearance of the new moon was predictable with some accuracy into the short-term future. Right? All of this stuff, there was one thing. This was all agreed upon by a body of people. There was a decision made that this would be Monday, that this would be 12 o'clock, that this will be 3 o'clock, that this will be 5 o'clock. And right now, decades, centuries later, we still operate from that agreement, right? Have you ever stopped to think about who determines daylight savings? Who determines whether or not the clock should fall back or move forward, right? How do they discover, decipher whether or not the algorithm in the computer is operating in your favor? I mean, who gets to make active decisions in making determinations about how the internet will operate even, and our whole lives operate from that pattern? Have you ever stopped to consider where the heck do all these rules come from, and who says that it's mandatory that we follow them? I know y'all might not think like that. I'm telling y'all, I'm a little peculiar because I be trying to figure out all of the stuff. I want to know what I'm in agreement with. And why I'm agreeing with it. Like where does the final say come from? Yeah, sit in that for a minute, because to be real honest, we make a lot of our decisions based on decisions that somebody else made for us before us was us, before we became we. And I promise I'm gonna give you a scripture text in a moment, but I started to ask the question of why we should believe that agreement is necessary. The reality is that agreement completely annihilates confusion. It dismantles confusion, right? We know from the power of the text that is centered around this particular month series is that agreement is key in all things, right? Agreement and or covenant is mentioned over and over and over and over again in the Word of God concerning every single area in full operation today. Like the reality that with regard to even Matthew, the 18th chapter and the 19th verse, and I'm sure we'll hear that for the entirety of the month. But I need you to understand it. Even when we look at Exodus and or Genesis, when Moses gave the declaration to the children of Israel, okay, we're going to go this way. All right, we're gonna head in that direction, right? The only people that benefited from that reality was that they agreed with what it was that Moses had put in full motion as the leader of that particular tribe. When we look at even the power of agreement and or covenant, when you look at the story of David and Jonathan, they agreed. Listen, Jonathan said, check this out. I'm going to go quiz my daddy. I'm going to go ask him a plethora of questions. Now, if he does this, I'm going to have you do that. But if he says all is well, I'm going to tell you to come on through.
right? Agreement has the power. Cutting covenant has the power to change outcomes in certain situations. When two people agree on anything, nothing is impossible to them that believe. It is very important in this season as things are shifting. We only got 5 days before this April 8th comes, and you can take it lightly if you feel like it, but there are things happening that are not visible to the human eye, right? Now, we know that this particular operation was set in motion way back when, in Babylonian times. This don't have nothing to do with modern day anything. Doesn't have anything to do with scientific research. It has everything to do with what was set in motion from the foundation of the earth, from Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created. God created all things to operate in agreement with what heaven has already said, what is already written of you, and every single thing in the earth operates according to what was established in the beginning. Right? It makes you start to take into consideration that our faith and what it hinges on is predicated on what we agree with. Right? Do you agree that as a kingdom citizen, the foundational, fundamental truths of the word of God concerning your life are true? You got to start asking yourself some real questions. Is day day? Like, is night night? Right? Am I really African American, or are the non-pigmented people African? I mean, like, who says who's who and what's what? Right? How do these things get established? Listen, I tell you what, if they tell us Saturday is excluded off the calendar, and they rewrite the calendar, whoever they is, them, now, right? Can I tell y'all a secret? We would live as if Saturday never existed. Dion, why are you telling us all of this? Because listen. There is nothing impossible when the people become one. Have you ever noticed that when people organize, when people start to gather together about a cause, do y'all know, have y'all ever heard of or remember, need to be refreshed of even the Me Too movement, where the feminist movement was extremely active and women were coming out left and right about being ill-treated on their jobs by men, or women had been violated and taken advantage of and raped and things of that nature. Me Too, they start screaming Me Too. Have you ever noticed that when people who were are of a homosexual persuasion begin to organize, that rights start to come into place and laws start to get passed because some people agree that this should be classified as that and that should be identified as this? Do y'all know that right now at your job, you put she, her on your Zoom meetings to let people know you a girl, even though you have physical breasts and were born with fallopian tubes and a uterus? Do you know that people are identifying themselves as them and they because they want to be gender fluid because of a piece of paper that was signed in a legal process? Yeah, I'm talking about the power of agreement. You know, Matthew, the 18th chapter, the 19th verse says, if we agree about anything, right? That means a myriad of things right now, things we can't see, things you don't understand because your faith still wanes. You still think life is fun and games. You still think that there's not really a whole bunch pertaining to you concerning this quote-unquote Christendom, this churchiness. Baby, this is so not about church. This is so not about Sunday morning or Saturday morning, whichever day you choose to worship. Ah, glory. This is about understanding that we are spirit before we are person. When you start to understand that heaven had an agenda before you were a notion, before your parents were born, heaven had already contracted the idea that you would be sent into the earth and one of two things would happen. Either you would come into agreement with what heaven has already said about you and then come into alignment with the manifestation of what's been spoken over your life from the ancient scrolls, and that would be established in the earth, or guess what? You agree? I don't believe that about me. Right? Says the person who walks around in guilt and shame and fear and trepidation. Says the person who God gave a book to that had full illustration and color, and you have disagreed with what heaven already said. I'm not capable of that. I can never do that. My mama didn't do it. My grandma didn't do it. My daddy didn't do it. My grandfather didn't do it. Surely I'm not capable of doing XYZ, says the person who has a business that's constructed down on the inside of you. You can't sleep. You can't figure out how to get your feet under you because you've not followed the plan that heaven has been blaring from the foundation of the earth before Christ got here. You were already on his mind from his imagination. He pulled you up out of himself and sent you here only for you to arrive and disagree. No, I'd rather be high. I'd rather be broken. I'd rather be bitter. I'd rather be full of unforgiveness. I'd rather tell everybody that it's their fault that I'm not where I'm supposed to be. I'd rather stand in my fear and trepidation and do as little as possible and exist here in the land of basic and average and regular and forgettable, as opposed to I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, as opposed to no weapon formed against me shall prosper, as opposed to it is in him I live, I move, and I have my being. What are you agreeing with? Are you calling heaven a liar with your existence? Do you preach well? Does your life preach well? I'm not talking about pulpits and on stages and platforms. I'm talking about when you get up in the morning, when nobody's watching, when nobody's looking. Does your life agree with what heaven said about who you are? If you can adhere to Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and you didn't even know where it started, who said? Who said you have to live in poverty? That's not what God says. It says you are the head and not the tail. You are above only and not beneath. That every single thing your father owned, the cattle on 1,000 hills. And he said a good father, right, leaves gifts for his children. There are things that we won't access because we just don't have the sense enough to agree. I remember February 4th and the pain of February 4th. And my question was, God, I know that you do all things well. I know that your word says the Christian colloquialism of being politically correct, of all things working together for my good. But how in the hell does this work for my good lest I agree with you? Lest I say, God, your sovereignty trumps my social understanding. Your sovereignty completely annihilates my idea of what my expectation was. Your reign and your glory make sure that everything is subject to you. And God, how do I be subject to you and make sure the people understand that you're not a failing God? That you don't change your mind, that my prayers are not ineffective, God, but that your sovereignty trumps my idea. How do I agree with that and not slide down a wall? How do I stand fast on your promises, God, when I got to explain to the people who don't understand that heaven's agenda is greater than mine. And don't get it wrong. It is not the will of God. It is God allowed. There's a difference. There's some things God allows because of his sovereignty. Some things God allows because some things have to be planted. Some things God allows, right, in order for you to understand that all you ever have to do is agree with heaven. And what he said about your mother who dropped the mantle, and your grandmother who said, I refuse to carry this thing, and her mother who said, yeah, I don't have the wisdom, I don't have the wit, I don't have the education, I don't have the tools necessary to carry this, so I'll just act like it didn't exist. How many mantles lay on the wayside because we don't agree with what heaven said for generation after generation after generation. Ah, shout out to the folks that break all the barriers, that bust through the glass ceilings and tell the world, I am what God says I am. Shout out to those of you who have the courage to take a step in spite of what societal norm is, because it's something on the inside of you. The earth is waiting, groaning for the sons and daughters of God to arise in full power and full agreement with what heaven has already said. What are you keeping from us because you refuse to agree? What is it that the world is missing because your agreement is lacking? What is it that you need to believe that Monday is Monday? It is. Today, Wednesday, and in 7 days, it's going to be Wednesday again. When will you agree? When will you decide? When will you determine that your life doesn't really belong to you, cuz? You just came here to steward this air, one breath at a time. You just came here to steward this little body that's going to eventually erode and dissipate and agree with what was before the foundation of the earth. He knows the numbers of hair on your head. He understands every operation of your limb. He knew that you would have that disability. He sent that limp intentionally. He understands that in order for you to be everything that he called you to be, you gotta agree with what he already said. But how do you agree with what you don't know? Because you don't study to show thyself approved, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, because somebody needs you to know the truth so that they too can know the truth, so that they can tell somebody else the truth, so that they can tell somebody else the truth. But if you don't know, how the hell are we supposed to know? If you don't believe who you are, if you don't know who your father is, if the kingdom is not your portion, why are you on this phone? What did you show up for? What is it actually that you are looking for in life, in love, in this liberty that kingdom living offers? What is it that you want? The only reason you ever want anything is because it's inside of you. There's something inside of you that pulls you to the truth and pulls you into the things of Christ and pulls you into the greater understanding so that you can walk from liberty. You don't have to look for victory. You don't have to go chase after it. Victory is your portion because of whose you are. It's a mandate. These laws, these principles, these precepts, you ask the world, they don't care nothing about Jesus. They just put the laws in place. These millionaires, these billionaires, these gazillionaires. Do you understand? Like, it's a real thing. But until you give yourself permission to agree with what God has already said about you, we spend forever trying to figure it out when I ain't never seen a blade of grass ask where to grow from. It agrees with who it is, and it is what it is. I've never seen a tree ask a parcel of dirt, excuse me, can I grow here? Nah, not at all. It just grows from where it understands it belongs. I ain't never seen a bird interrogate a kitty cat and say, excuse me, can I get some of your cat food, child? I was hungry. I was just thinking maybe I'd come and walk down here with you. I ain't never seen a bird with wings live on the ground. He knows to fly. I ain't never seen nests build in school. Have you? I just look up in the trees and notice that there are nests in the air, and every now and then a little egg will fall from that nest, and that little birdling doesn't make it, right? I ain't never seen a bird resort to resigning to his nest for the rest of his life because it lost something. Yeah, I know that's a weird analogy, but I need you to understand that your pain, your process does not trump his purpose. He sent you here on assignment to agree with what heaven says so you can finish it, so you can do the work, so your children can see you finish it and finish it well, so that he be glorified, so that he be lifted up, so that he be magnified. Your life is a wreck if you are not being what you are agreeing with. I can tell what you're agreeing with by looking at your life. Ah, if we only understood the power of our yes, it is what it is, man. It's going to be what it's going to be, but the basics of that is you making a decision. What do you want to see? You going to keep making excuses for low-level living? That's your business. I don't have time. I can't stay in brokenness. I can't stay in unforgiveness. I can't stay in anger or resentment or frustration. I got a God to please. I got a Father to serve. I got a life to alter with mine preaching well. It's our responsibility. It's our responsibility to understand that the power of agreement is working for us. But it's not working if you don't acknowledge that you are not your own. As soon as you agree with the fact that you were sent here, and life ain't a party, it's a process. Life ain't a party, it's a promise. What will you do with your promise? That's my question. While it is what it is, now what? What you gonna do? What we doing? What are we doing? Right, I could go fight probably two or three lions, tigers, and bears right now. I'm so amped. I want to run up and down the street because I agree. I get it. I don't like all the things that go with it. I'm made uncomfortable by some of the things that I have to experience and endure so that I can live them out loud, so that somebody else would learn how to live from victory and not for it. I'm still victorious. I'm still triumphant. I am still the righteousness of God, and I don't have to do anything. It's none of mine. It's just an agreement. I understand. All of this is because of you, Father. He's my Lord. He's not just my God. He tells me what to do and how to do it, when to do it and who to do it with. He tells me when to sever and when to separate and when to change and when to transform. He tells me when to be quiet and when to go forth. He tells me, glory. He tells me because I talk to him, because I can hear him, because I understand that my obedience is better than sacrifice. Is it fun? Hell no. Do I like it? Absolutely not. Right? But I agree. I agree that we are but a vapor. This thing is real quick. And listen, as this earth is shifting on its axle, and as the climate is changing and dispensations are shifting, you better be paying attention. And if you hadn't agreed, you better start learning. You better start asking some hard questions. God, what am I supposed to do right here? I got a list from my sister last night with regard to some of the things, preparedness things, for the eighth, because we don't, listen, we don't know what they've been agreed to in the White House. You got to understand there are working forces on both sides. There is good and there is evil. There is darkness and there is light, and you got to be found on the right side. You also are going to need to have things that are necessary as a direct result. Real stuff. Next Tuesday is, no, Wednesday, I mean Monday, is next Monday is coming. Now, may happen that nothing happened. And I doubt that. Even if you don't see it with your natural eye, there's been an agreement made. There's been an agreement in the heavens, and there's been an agreement in the earth. I guarantee it. And you can be oblivious if you feel like it, but don't say nobody didn't tell you. Today is the 3rd of April, and my name is Deion Sharice Jackson, and I just told you that something is going to shift, period. Be also ready, the Bible says, when? At all times, not every now and then, every time, all of them. That being said, listen, I heard, I hope that I said something that caused the spirit of conviction to jump on your back for low-level living. For not believing that you are who God says you are, for not having the courage to stand in it intentionally with fervor. You hear me? There are some things that God is expecting of us. The motorcycle set, I can't say what they be saying. listen, nobody rides for free. You better figure out what your role and your responsibility is in this kingdom situation here, because it's imperative that you know your place. It's imperative that you know who you are called to, what you are called to do, where you are called to do it. I'm talking about regional. I'm talking about territorial grids. I'm talking about understanding if you are of the Levitical order and what your responsibility is at the altar. I'm talking about a myriad of things, because it's real important. It's very important. So that being said, listen, it is time for us to walk through the love, life, and victory portion of the call. Prior to that, if you jumped on a little bit late, didn't have an opportunity to say good morning, here's that time that's set aside for you to do so. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Darlene Amy. I am in agreement because I am being under attack on my job, and no weapon formed against me will prosper, so I need that right now.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Anybody else? Anybody else want to say good morning?
Good morning, Miss Leomia.
Good morning, Mother. Yes, ma'am.
You've done it. That was a great decoration.
Amen.
I thank you. Because I feel that for me only.
Amen.
You have a great one.
You too.
Good morning.
Anybody else? Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, it's Els.
Good morning, Els.
Good morning. Good morning, it's Carla.
Good morning.
Hey, Carla, good morning. Good morning. Who else was that?
Good morning, Pamela.
Hey, good morning.
Great declaration.
Amen. God be praised.
Hey, girl. Hey. Hey, hey.
Hey, girl. Hey.
Good morning. It's Denise.
Hey, Denise. Good morning.
Good morning. It's Vet.
Hey, Vet. Good morning.
Anybody else?
Hey, Dee. Good morning. It is what it is. Love you, sister.
It is what it is. Amen. Good morning. Good morning. Who else is that?
Good morning, Pastor Dion. You know, I'm just wondering when we're going to get that building here in Vallejo. That's all. It is what it is.
It is what it is. It's coming soon. Coming soon.
Good morning, Ms. Jonathan.
Hi, nephew. Good morning. Okay, y'all moving slow this morning, and my patience bad. I ain't gonna lie, I'll be ready to go. Anybody else? Anybody got questions, comments, commentary? Are we having an early morning? It is what it is.
Girl, this is Pamela. I am just blown away by your declaration. Wow. Yeah, you are so right. Like, we need to really be prepared, because a lot of us don't know or realize what's going to happen next week on the 8th with the eclipse, and how all of that is lining up to from the very formation of the earth. I mean, go back and read Genesis 1, 14 through 18. Go back and read why everything is set up the way it's set up. And you know, some of us are under attack right now. That's the enemy. Some of us are dealing with, you know, rebirth and coming back into where the alignment and agreement with what God has designed each of us to do. And it's all about agreement and being prepared and being ready for what's next. Thank you so much, my sister.
It's the whole truth and nothing but it. My whole life shifted in a matter of 21 days. Like, literally. It happened so fast, I didn't have time to catch my breath from one thing to the next. It was just from one shift to the next shift. And when you understand that life is spiritual, you know, we're so used to this natural aspect. That's only a fraction of our existence, but without the knowledge of who you are in and through Christ, it's really, really hard to make adjustments with the things that are happening in the earth as a direct result of what has been spoken in the heavens. You have to know what's in the heavens in order to even be able to agree with what heaven is saying. I hope that makes sense.
Yes, yes, yes. Amen. Yeah, it started March 12th. Go back
right.
And look up what March 12th was.
It did. Look, which is my grandmother's birthday. It's so significant to me, Pam. We got to talk about this offline, because, child, all I could do, it started before it is for me, but my grandmother's birthday is March 12th. And so is Mother Leomia's birthday. I think there's one more. And anyway, anybody else? Questions, comments? I could go on a whole nother tangent. Questions, comments, commentary? Anybody?
Hey, D, sometimes
he... I heard Rochelle. Who else did I hear? I'm sorry.
Joyful and Naeem sitting beside me. I'll wait.
Okay. Go ahead, Rochelle.
Can you still hear me? Can you hear me, D? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The bell thing went on to mute me. Okay. But I think sometimes that, you know, the way he tug on us and certain things happen back to back to back, so we don't get complacent. I'm talking about me. Sometimes he, you know, to get our attention, it is one thing after another. I said, Jesus, not the Jesus. We ain't came off the heels. Can I breathe? Can I swallow? Can I sit down? Gonna do something, but he said he's there. He's our foundation. He's our victory. He's everything that we need. It's hard to see it when we're going through it, but guess what? He's still there. He's never failed us. Get up, do something. What's our song? Get up, get out, do something. Don't be sitting around wasting time. Love you, sis.
Mm-hmm. Love you too. Love you too. Go ahead, Joyful and Naeem.
We're going to try to keep Naeem out of this. Good morning, Dion. Are you really following me? I'm just coming over here to talk. It's okay. Lord Jesus. Good morning. Good morning. Oh, my gosh. See, I'm going to go outside because this is. Play with your toy, baby, okay?
I can't. I'm here.
Can you go play with your toy? We're going to have to talk around him. As you shared, I was like, okay. Like just this, it was almost like call and response. You know, when we used to turn to the back of the hymnal and you read, you start and then you finish it. But the part that you said, I ain't never seen a bird lose nothing or resort to basically declining its nest because it lost something. I think about these videos that we see on social media and enjoy how eagles are swarming down or birds and they lose the prey and off to the next one. But they don't choose to die and not eat. They just go hunt again. So that was good. That really resonated. And then now I've had this thought and I researched before leap year and how that works. But times and seasons are in his hands. And so now I have a dignified so what in my spirit when people talk about days and times, because the scripture that talks about one day versus 1,000 years in his court, time is for us. It's not for God. And when we really agree, like you said, with what heaven has said, we won't be concerned about the day and what we see in the day and what can happen in 2 hours, 24 hours. Like, so what? God can do 4 days in the grave. Come on, so what? He still caused Lazarus to come out. So thank you for stirring us. And I pray that everybody would get it, and agree with what's already been said. So thank you.
Mm-hmm, very much so. Please agree. It just makes life a whole lot simpler. Some of the things that are would-be tragedies, as tragic as they are, they don't have to be tragic, if that makes sense. They can be a part of the building of your platform, the building of the thing that holds you up, the thing that carries you. And when I say platform, I don't mean for entertainment purposes. We were created, we were designed, we were orchestrated, we were sent here to bring glory to God by whatever means he chooses to allow or afford us, shall I say. What we do with that is completely up to us. He does not determine it. Our agreement will establish it. It will test and prove you if you let it. Thank you for sharing, Joyful. Anybody else? Anything? Anybody?
Good morning, Dion. This is Sister Sylvia. How are you?
Good morning, Sister Sylvia. All is well.
Good. I just wanted to share this. I don't know if you was on this morning, but I gave a praise report that this time last year, Miss Taylor, who had been, you know, feeling suicidal, is on a black college tour in Atlanta right now. God is able. And it reminds me of what you're talking about, how, you know, it's predestined. Like, it's already written. And all we have to do is agree with what God has already declared on our lives, even before we were even conceived, and just being able to line up with who he says we are in the times of struggle. And, you know, like you said, it doesn't have to be a tragedy, right? And so I was just having this conversation with a childhood friend of mine yesterday about the things that God has aligned and, you know, set out for us to do. And all we have to do is just line up with him and what he has already designed. And just remembering whose we are. You know, you also mentioned something that's been resonated a lot with, you know, people and society and who they try to say we are, or, you know, just things against us. But as long as we realize, you know, that who we are and what his plan is for us and stay in alignment with that, then the rest just does not matter. It just doesn't matter at all. And so I really thank you for your declaration. I wasn't thinking as seriously about the eclipse until you brought that into attention, how important it is to pay attention, because there is a shifting that's going on, you know, in the world in general. And there's a shifting that's going on right now, has been for the last year of my life. And so, you know, I just want to continue to just be aligned. Everything, whatever it is I need to do to stay in alignment with what God has already destined to be. So thank you so much.
Amen. Amen. It's all true. It's all true. And that's the Bible says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. That they see it. Amen. Anybody else? Anybody else? I know I said a lot and probably said some uncomfortable stuff, and I'm okay with it. I won't hold us. I won't beat a dead horse at all. I'll do
hey,
a hey.
There you go.
Good morning. You know I got so much to say. I'm unlimited. I'm going to try.
Okay, Proverbs 19:21. Many are the plans in a man's heart, but God's purposes shall prevail. We run into trouble when we become inflexible with the purpose and the plan of God, and we try to stick to what we want in our agenda and what we thought the way it should be. And when we can't switch and come into agreement and alignment with what we see God doing, being like the sons of Issachar, knowing the signs of the time. Do you know that with the eclipse, it's supposed to intersect with something called the Devil's Comet?
Yeah.
Y'all can look that up. There is so much going on. Why do we not question? I think about some of the things you think about. Like, why were we born in a certain month?
Right.
I believe it's God's way of categorizing us, putting us together for purposes, for mindsets, for you know, how we're made up. I believe it. I really, really do. And I know, because he's strategic, right? He's a God of order. So nothing is circumstance or happenstance with him. And why do we not question stuff? You guys know that when Obama was in office, they set back daylight saving time because they could, because they wanted to conserve energy, so they thought that was the best way to do it. Come on,
and
we have been so herded around like cattle, believing everything we hear and everything they say, nothing different than socialism and Marxism. I'm just saying.
Yep. It's the truth.
It's so much to it. And we just, some of us, I'm not saying all of us, some of us, right? Man, you said a mouthful this morning. Thank you. That was some good stuff. It really is true. We got to pay attention to what's going on. Listen, and I'm going to say this. Pay attention to what's going on in your body. Stop ignoring it. I don't know who that's for. Maybe me. Yeah, me too. But pay attention to what's going on in your body, not just around the world around you. And oftentimes what's going on in our bodies is directly related to what's happening in our spirit. Help us, God. Just wanted to share.
That was good. That was good. Big deal. Big deal, y'all.
Just say amen. Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen, Lisa. We do need to pay attention to our body.
It's true.
Be honest, Miss B. Awesome. You did say a mouthful this morning.
Amen. That was the plan. That was the plan. The plan was to at least say something that'll stir folks up enough to think differently. We'd be so docile. Do, 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 do. That's about what we'd be walking around doing. Not paying attention to nothing. Oh, everything's fine. No. Everything ain't really fine. All the time.
Hey, D, I just thought about what Lisa just triggered. She said, pay attention to your body. We are made in his image. And our power of agreement to serve him and this temple, that's our notification that something is going on, whether it be naturally or spiritually. Lisa, that was good stuff. I get that. I receive that. Yes. And I'm going to pass it on. It's loud and clear to somebody I'm talking to, my brother on the line.
Oh,
hear me. Oh, well, amen. Anybody else? Amen. All right. Well, I will absolutely not keep you. I pray that something that I said triggered you into really wanting to understand a little bit differently and perhaps even ask some necessary questions, if not for you, for the generations that will come after you, if not for you, for those that you are called to, if not just for you, right, for the nations that you are mandated to come alive, to become aware, to get quickened in going further in the things that God has sent you here to complete. So I pray that something that I said, jump-started something inside of you, and I hope that it leads you to interrogating the heavens. Okay, what am I doing? Why am I here? What am I supposed to do while I'm here? God, is there something that I'm not seeing, hearing, doing, so on and so forth? It's important. You are needed. Kind of like the ass that was tied up for the Passover season. There's a need of you, but if you sleep and ain't paying no attention, I mean, oh boy. All right. That being said, we are fasting today. You can meet right back here at 5 p.m. where we will just seal our fast. I pray that you go and you grow in love. Be the Jesus that somebody needs to see. And we'll hear you right back here at 5 p.m. Have a good day, everyone. Bye, y'all.
Have a blessed day.
Have a good day.
Have a good day, everyone.
Have a blessed day, everybody.
Have a blessed day, everybody.
Have a victorious day. Walk in victory.
Hello? Hello? Hello?